Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Helsinki, Finland. Even before the Trump-Putin summit, the Russian president spoke with a number of world leaders for meeting President Trump. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will come to this broadcast table to give us details behind this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Well, Ken, you have just returned from Europe. Vladimir Putin is making some arrangements to meet with President Trump, who has been very busy at the NATO summit with the European Union members. But what's so interesting to me is that the president of Russia had a conversation to interact with the prime minister of Israel, Netanyahu, but also had conversations with King Abdullah. And we talked about that last week, but as we get closer to the summit, Putin and Trump, these were two very important conversations as well, were they not?
Well, yes, of course. And Putin, again, has become a power broker in the Middle East. This is the first time Russia has really had this type of influence since the depths of the Cold War, I'd say since the mid-1980s, actually. And Putin has very skillfully reinserted Russia into the Middle East. They now have revived their military bases in Syria just this past week. In fact, while President Trump was meeting with NATO allies in Brussels, the Russian Navy, their Mediterranean fleet, which had been virtually non-existent for decades, is back. They were holding live firing exercises with cruise missiles off the coast of Syria. So the Russians are back, and that is big news. I'm not sure it's particularly good news.
Ken Timmerman, speaking of the preparations made by President Putin before the Trump-Putin summit. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Both U.S. President Trump and Russian President Putin had a busy time before the Trump-Putin summit. President Trump was in Europe at the NATO summit and a meeting with the European Union member state leaders. At the same time, the Russian president met with the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, King Abdullah of Jordan, French President Macron, and other Middle Eastern leaders preparing for the summit. Each of these international leaders are key to the nations that they represent in the end-time scenario that is found in Bible prophecy. NATO and the European Union leaders will become the revived Roman Empire. President Putin and Russia will lead the Islamic Middle Eastern nations in a coalition that will align themselves to wipe out the Jewish state of Israel. This report reveals that the two major powers in the last days will be the revived Roman Empire, that's Daniel chapter 7 and verse 7, and the Gog-Magog alignment of Ezekiel 38. This Trump-Putin summit is actually setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...